I'm Susan Lessig, and this morning we have with us Walter Hang, who's the founder and CEO of Toxics Targeting, a company located in Ithaca, New York. And they recently launched a campaign to fight Parkinson's disease, but they're a toxic targeting company. So why are you involved in a medical problem, Walter?
Well, I became very interested decades ago in preventing originally cancer, which is caused by many chemicals that people drink in their water, or everyone knows about the Love Canal. And then a couple of years ago, I just sort of fortuitously got involved with a guy named Ray Dorsey at University of Rochester. And he knew that trichloroethylene, a very common industrial solvent, it's all over Ithaca, every community in New York and across the country pretty much has this chemical, and it is causally associated with Parkinson's. It increases the risk by up to 500%. So all over communities, including Ithaca, like Ithaca Gun, there's a groundwater contamination plume of trichloroethylene that goes into Fall Creek. And there is a wonderful woman who lives in the house that's arguably the closest to this plume. It's right on top of it, just down the hill from the former factory. And her home was documented more than a decade ago to have trichloroethylene in the basement air at 12 micrograms per cubic meter. The allowable amount is only 2. And 2 years after this problem was documented, she was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So Parkinson's, as your listeners know, is a motor function problem. People can't walk as well. They just, you know, have terrible problems moving around. You mentioned falling down. Muhammad Ali had it. Michael J. Fox has it. They also lose cognitive function. So since we can't treat it very well and we can't cure it, the key thing is we have to prevent it. And so I've now documented at toxicstargeting.com with government data, Ithaca Guns problem, Morse Chain problem. These are where hundreds of homes have actually been equipped with these subslab depressurization systems to keep the trichloroethylene from coming up into homes. But Kendra's home was never protected. Many of the homes in Fall Creek were never protected. That's what we're fighting for.
Walter, I read somewhere that when the agencies involved looked at her particular home 12 or 14 years ago, whenever it was, they said the levels were fine in the home. It was in the soil underneath her home that was a problem. So they said the air quality inside her home was fine.
The incredible thing is that I've posted the actual test results and they misinterpreted it. You can see it plain as day. So you're absolutely correct. They did have it in the soil under her home and around her home. She had 320 micrograms per cubic meter in her front yard. Again, the allowable amount is 2. But there's no question it is documented in her basement air. And the incredible thing is, even after this received national attention in Inside Climate News, it just got huge coverage in the Ithaca Journal and in 6 other Gannett papers all across the state of New York. The data are right there, and the governor will not come back even to retest this woman's home. Never mind actually, you know, protected from the trichloroethylene. It's just irresponsible. It's inconceivable. Unfortunately, it's happening all over the state of New York. There are more than 2,000 sites with trichloroethylene that doesn't meet the applicable standards. And just to drive home the point, at Ithaca Gun itself, the trichloroethylene was monitored at 9,520 parts per billion. The allowable amount, only 5. So this is classic government enforcement failure with huge public health consequences. 21,000 New Yorkers died of Parkinson's in the last 20 years. If we don't do something to minimize and eliminate TCE exposures, more people are going to get sick from Parkinson's. More people are going to die. That's just irrefutable. And that's how come this campaign makes perfect sense.
Well, there's no doubt, at least from my personal observation, that there's a lot more Parkinson's out there. I mean, from when I was younger and knew, I knew some people who had Parkinson's, but it was fairly rare. Now it's like, oh, you've got Parkinson's, you've got Parkinson's, a lot of Parkinson's. But my question is this. First of all, it sounds like that's somewhat anecdotal data that this one, this woman who lives below Ithaca Gunn got Parkinson's and happened to have high TCE levels. But is there like a big study that shows that exposure to this? Are there big studies?
Absolutely. There are irrefutable, peer-reviewed, you know, medical epidemiologic studies that, again, have proven a causal relationship between TCE, trichloroethylene exposure, and increased risk with Parkinson's up to 500%.
Do they have any idea why the TCE causes the Parkinson's?
Absolutely. So the toxicological data, again, are beyond dispute. TCE is a neurodegenerative chemical. So if you handle it, you can actually suffer nerve damage. And that is the problem. It's known to be cancer causing, it's neurodegenerative. It's just an incredibly problematic chemical. And unfortunately, no one has really investigated this link. And that's how come your listeners can go to toxicstargeting.com, click on the Parkinson's Prevention Campaign landing page, and fill out the questionnaire. If you have Parkinson's, find out, do you live near one of these toxic sites that could be affecting your health? Did you drink water that was polluted? Like, I've been working in Endicott, New York, where there are 500 homes that have been threatened by TCE for 45 years. It's still a
Walter,
significant
I hope there aren't coffee shops threatened by TCE, because we're going to grab a cup. And when we come back, more with Walter Hang. Welcome back to House Call. And I'm so glad that Walter Hang from Toxics Targeting is with us this morning. And we've been talking about some TCEs in the environment that might, that have been associated with the condition of Parkinson's disease, which all of us know, probably know someone in our community that has Parkinson's disease. And those people need to listen to my walking advice even more, because they not only need exercise, but they need to be very careful when they walk.
A lot of them actually go and do boxing.
That's what I heard. Tell me, what is that about?
Somehow, you know, you just get stronger and then, you know, you can fight off the effects of Parkinson's. The problem is you have to spend an incredible amount of time trying to stay fit. So again, the key thing is, we have to prevent Parkinson's. It's okay. The fastest growing neurodegenerative ailment in America. It's got to be related in some way to these trichloroethylene exposures, you know, that just have been spreading through the environment.
And when we sell houses, Walter, we want to make sure that people are buying a safe property. We have to have the lead disclosures. We have asbestos information. We have radon information. Are you recommending that we have TCE information available for all property sales?
Better safe than sorry. Like, if you buy a commercial building, typically the bank will require what's called a phase one environmental site assessment. That's what Toxics Targeting does. We sell these reports, you know, by the hundreds of thousands to engineers and consultants doing these phase ones. Those are not required for residential transactions. And so that's how come people have to, you know, make sure that they're not buying a property that's, for example, next to Ithaca Gunn, next to Morris Chain, where there could be TCE, trichloroethylene,
but,
you know, threats.
So if a house has a high radon level, we have a mitigation system that we can have installed, and we can pretty much be assured that the radon level will stay below what is considered okay. Now, if TCE is detected in a property, what could happen? Would we just have to condemn the property?
No, absolutely not. It's like anything else. There's always a solution to a pollution problem. And so if you have a home, you mentioned radon, this is only a recently recognized threat, probably in the last 20 or 30 years, right? Before that, no one even knew it existed. So it's the same thing. The trichloroethylene is in the ground. It comes up through cracks in the foundation, through utility conduit openings, through floor drains, right? Just like radon.
Just like radon.
Exactly the same. And so you can seal all those cracks.
Well, right? Would a radon mitigation system take care of the trichloroethylene as well?
It depends on the level of trichloroethylene. They're two different kinds of, you know, materials. And so they have different, you know, characteristics. The key thing is you can test for it. You can mitigate it. Anyone on South Hill, there are like 100 homes that have been mitigated for trichloroethylene contamination. But in Fall Creek, only a handful have been mitigated. And this woman Kendra's home has not been mitigated. So there's a way to solve these problems. But if government doesn't test for the contamination, if they don't identify the contamination, then there's no reason to mitigate it. It's just absolutely shocking that they're not enforcing this 2 microgram per cubic meter guideline to safeguard public health. And that's why we're, you know, sending people to toxicstargeting.com, become a signatory to the coalition letter that requires the governor to clean up all these TCE sites. Believe it or not, the state mandate is that these sites like Ithaca Gun have to be restored to pre-disposal conditions to the extent feasible, and that is not being enforced.
How does it get cleaned up, and where do they put the contaminated dirt or water or wherever they have?
Believe it or not, it's very straightforward. It's called source removal. So trying to pump it out and treat it, that doesn't work. And so the best way to deal with it is you just dig it out.
And you put it where? In somebody else's land?
Unfortunately, it's going to go to a licensed landfill or some kind of treatment, storage, disposal facility that's designed, constructed, and maintained to make sure there are no hazards. But you can't have this contamination just migrating through, you know, Ithaca, New York, and threatening public health. The incredible thing is Ithaca Gun got tax benefits for being redeveloped. And I just wrote to the Tompkins County Industrial Development Agency, and the problem is that the requirement for that tax benefit is that the site will comply in all respects with all environmental laws and regulations, quote unquote, and it's not. And so I want them to take back those tax benefits with 12% interest. Unless we enforce the law, public health is going to be threatened. People are going to get sick. And unfortunately, people can die of this ailment. We've just got to focus on going back to basics, identify the pollution hazards, solve the pollution hazards in order to achieve what the law requires, protect public health, protect the environment.
It's my understanding as a real estate person that if you live on the land of the site, if you own the site and it's found to be contaminated, even though you didn't contaminate it, if the law changes, you would be responsible for the cleanup. That will cause a lot of trouble.
That's absolutely the case. Anyone who owns or operates a site with hazardous waste, petroleum contamination, they can all be held strictly liable. The problem is Governor Hochul, Andrew Cuomo, they're not enforcing the law. And so these polluters are allowed to leave the contamination in place. I mean, I documented in the New York Times, I think, Ithaca Gun, you know, 25 years ago almost. And what is taking so long? Justice delayed is justice denied. We've got to clean up these problems because we now know that people are exposed to trichloroethylene. The vast majority of homes around these toxic sites have never been tested. And that's how come people are getting sick. People just think, oh, I just got sick through bad luck. It's idiopathic. The reality is Kendra's not alone. I mean, she just was living her life. She's got kids. She's got a husband. They're all there. She was an elite athlete. She was a Division I hockey, you know, player at Cornell. I mean, she's in phenomenal shape. And now she has this terrible ailment. She's not alone. I mean, I've now heard so many heartbreaking tales from Parkinson's victims who work for IBM and Endicott, and now they have Parkinson's. It's just tragic.
Walter, what keeps you up at night the most?
You know, it's this. I'm just plagued by the thought that these poor people, through no fault of their own, they were working hard, they were living, you know, what they thought were good lives, and then one day they got sick. And they had no idea.
Well, what helps me sleep at night is knowing there are people like you who are working to try to solve some of these problems. Thank you, Walter.
Thank you, Susan.
And thank you for joining us this morning. And let's listen to a little of Michael Jackson, Heal the World. And thank you for helping out with that.
My pleasure. Walter, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Have a great week. We'll talk again next week at the same time.